Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's Cambridge Breakfast. It's Julian Clover and me, Lucy Milazzo. Food Club time now, and the Gog Farm Shop, a brilliant multi-award winning down-to-earth farm shop in the Gog Magog Hills. It's a wonderful little place to shop, a little slice of foodie heaven, bringing best possible produce from the local area and actually from around the UK and beyond. And on the line now is Charles, the managing director of the Gogs. Good morning, Charles. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Hello again.
Oh, that's much better. Thank you, Charles. Right, we were saying, weren't we, that you very, very kindly donated one of your Christmas hampers to our Christmas competition. So let's recap. It's the Darwin hamper, and you were trying to tell us what's in the hamper.
Yes, yeah, just very, very briefly. So this year we've curated a number of hampers, and they've been named after Cambridge colleges. The Darwin is a particularly nice hamper in that it's got some of our prime goodies, if you like, from around the store. One of the first things is a bottle of Saffron Grange 2016 Cuvée, which is a really beautiful bottle of sparkling white wine, which is sort of rival champagnes and things.
Oh, amazing.
From Saffron, yes, which is fantastic. It's got mince pies in there. It's got a fantastic fruit and nut cake, biscuits to go with your drinks, lovely chocolate it's just a lovely collection.
Brilliant. Perfect for the first drink of the afternoon on Christmas Day, I'm thinking.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Christmas hampers, is that something that you normally do? I know you've got a few others on offer this year.
This is the first year that we've actually put together this sort of service. So usually what happens is we've got them just around the shop where people can put them together. But this year we've actually got a service where we're sending them nationwide as well, and that's been incredibly popular. So we've been putting together for businesses, for Cambridge businesses, and individuals around the area. But they've been shipping all over the country.
Amazing. So has that come from the whole, you know, the 2020 situation that we've been in? Have you moved to that sort of online delivery and been quite impressed by how much interest it's had?
Oh, absolutely. We've changed so much as a business this year. We've had to, as everyone has, you know, we've had to be particularly agile, and we've moved to this online business. We have a click and collect service that we've put in place now. So people are actually going online and placing all their Christmas orders and getting things like collection slots, which is the first time we've ever had to offer that, because we have hundreds and hundreds of people coming down over the Christmas period, and just to kind of get that all nice and level and get people spaced out and give them a good sort of shopping experience, it's been it's been key.
I can imagine the Gogs being the kind of place where you get a steady flow of customers anyway throughout the year, and then it comes up to Christmas and everybody says, oh, let's go to the Gog, we can get some fantastic stuff there. And that of course puts, you know, pressures on all sorts of things, particularly at this time of year, and then add to that of course the fact, you know, you've got to get the old tape measure out to make sure we're all 2 metres apart.
Absolutely. On it's sort of 11 a.m. on the 23rd and 24th of December, it is something to behold down there. It is so busy. So yes, it's all being spaced out. And this year we've also introduced a drive-through service for our customers as well, and particularly being so sort of close to the hospital, you know,
right.
We have a lot of people that are being very, very cautious, quite rightly. And we just get one of our team will come out and actually run in and do the shopping for people. And then you pay on a sort of a selfie stick thing. It's worked really well, actually. It's been great. Oh.
So can we actually wander around the shop if we want to? Or is it better that we look at your website beforehand, work out what we want, and then give our shopping list to one of your lovely people?
Yeah, honestly, the ideal thing is just to go and shop as normal,
right.
And to be spaced out in there. But you can go online and on our the click and collect service, there is a list of all the products that are in there. And then, yet again, as with our click and collect service, you could browse our list of Christmas products. But it just doesn't really do the shop justice.
Mm.
They're all the sort of your Christmas essentials. But it's the wider products that you really get to, you know, just to feel and see when you're you know, actually in the shop itself. So we're sort of catering for everyone.
So you are encouraging people now this weekend. I can actually come up to the Gogs, park up, and get out the car and have a mooch around into all the lovely little shops that you've got up there.
Yes, absolutely. And all the Christmas trees and things are there. It's all starting to seem quite, you know, it's lovely. It's really, really nice. And we even have a little food truck up there as well. As long as people remember that they have to take away, it's been really, really, really good.
Which food truck do you have up there?
Well, this is actually our own food truck at the moment.
Oh, right.
So we had to close the cafe with everything that's going on, which has been a massive shift in business. For some people, they only really, you know, knew of us as being a cafe.
Mm.
But what we've done is we've really gone back to our roots of being a leading specialist food shop, and at the same time, just been able to continue offering, you know, coffees and drinks and food. So Gary and his team are up there. They'll be busy up there right now, just serving away.
Now, Charles, I have a very important question to ask you, because in the news this week has been the Scotch egg and this major debate as to whether or not it counts as a substantial meal. I happen to know that the Gog is a rather nice Scotch egg. So would you describe it as a substantial meal that we can have with a glass of wine or a pint or something?
Do you know, if I actually had a penny for every message that I've had this week about the Scotch egg, it's incredible. I mean, it's great. It's great to know that the brand is associated with such things. I'm personally, I'm not saying this. I'm a massive fan of them. They are brilliant.
Same.
But you can't. You know, a substantial meal. You can't eat more really than one. So I'm all for it being substantial.
That's what we were saying. Julie and I were saying, these ministers, they've got to come up to Cambridge, because a Scotch egg is a proper thing here. It's a big plate, knife and fork, little napkin, dollop of mustard
absolutely.
On the side. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We have the one which has got a bit of mustard inside, and when you cook it, it just takes the heat out of it as well. So you've got those lovely flavours without that heat. Beautiful.
Yum.
Really good.
It's fantastic. Well, we kind of needed to check that, but Scotch eggs we can buy, we can get hampers, but all sorts of things by the sounds of things if we wander up to the Gog. What sort of opening hours have you got right now? Are you stretching them a little bit?
We're operating pretty much as normal at the moment, which is at 9 till 6 every day, apart from Sunday when it's 10 till 4. Mm. When it comes to Christmas, we do extend those hours. They go from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. For a few of the days before Christmas. Again, it's all about just spreading people out, keeping everyone distanced, and allowing them to shop safely, but shop with all the things that they're used to. So it's looking good. It's, you know, we've just got the shelves are full of great foods this year, better than ever. Treat yourselves.
Yeah, I'm sure that both Lucy and myself will be popping up at some point.
Definitely.
Over the next couple of weeks or so. Charles, thank you very much for your time this morning, and also for the generosity of the Gog and contributing to our little Christmas prize with the Darwin hamper. And I'm sure that people who don't win, I dare say, they might be coming up and buying their own. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
Charles Bradford, Managing Director of the Gog, and it is now 8:44.